The Holy Gospel for this Sunday comes from John, the 6th chapter, beginning with the 51st verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews then disputed amongst themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I wish you could hear this. This is probably the most annoying sound in the world. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. We all know what that is, don't we? It's time. Time is ticking away. Tick, tock, tick, tock. So how do we use that time? How do we use the time we've been gifted? How do we use time in our lives? Because if you think about it, when you're a really little kid, time is infinite. It is forever. It seems like school will never end. Seems like, except for the summer, it seems to speed up because school starts like that. But you get older, time seems to go faster. And faster and faster and faster and faster. How do we use the time? How do we use time in our lives? Are we making the most of the time? Are you making the most of your time? And when I think about time, there are three things that come to mind: the past, present, and the future. We're taught about those things from a very young age, and time is stuck in our heads. Which got me thinking of one of my favorite books. And it's hot out, so let's get cold. A Christmas Carol. You probably know that story, but think about how time plays a part in that. Past, present, future. How are we making the most of our time? And I have another question to give to you this morning. Ephesians says, because the days are evil. Are they evil? I want you to think about that for a moment. As we travel through the three parts of our lives, first, we journey to the past. The past. What you've done. Where you've been. Where was I just a couple seconds ago? The past. It's already done. Where have we gone? The past, in a way, makes us who we are today. What have we done? What has happened in our past? Well, we know we've been born. Many of us have been baptized. Many of us have gone to school. Some of us are going to school. Some of us are looking at the last grade we were in. Some of us are looking at what we did yesterday. Some of us are looking at what we've done. The past is always with us, makes us who we are. But sometimes the past can be rather dark, can be something we don't want to live in, something we don't want to think about, something we don't want in our lives. And in a way, sometimes we are just like Mr. Scrooge when he visits his past. And we say, Spirit, remove me from this place. And the Spirit will tell you, I told you, these were the shadows of the things that have been, that they are what they are. Do not blame me. Remove me, Scrooge will say. I cannot bear it. He turns to the ghost, seeing that look upon his face, in which the same strange way there are fragments of all the faces it had shown him, wrestled with him. Leave me, take me back, haunt me no longer. The past can be a scary place. We know where we've been. We know what it's done to us. And it's not always pretty. We may have regrets in our lives. We may still hold on to some of those regrets even today in the past. But then we get to today, the present. Are we making the most of our time? What are we doing today? Are the days evil? Is today evil? There's a word I had to look up in Ephesians today just to get a clarification on what it was, this debauchery. Debauchery. This word. What does that mean? What does it mean when we're saying, do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but instead be filled with the Spirit? What is that? What does that have to do with us today? Are we making the most of our time? Well, I had to look a little further, and it means excessive indulgence in the sensual pleasures. And that includes our idolatry. So is time, are the days evil? How are we using today? How are we caught up in worrying about what's coming next instead of being in the present? How are we caught up in the vices of our lives that may prevent us from living in the now? How are we caught up with the things that just continue to tug on us and pull us in so many different ways? There's only so much time in a day that we can go here and here and here and here. How do we make the most of today? How have you made the most of today? How have you made the most of the time you have? Because it keeps ticking away. Are the days evil? It sure seems like they can be when it pulls us in so many different directions that we get home and we are exhausted at the end of the day and forget to make time for Jesus in our lives. We're pulled in so many different directions that we're exhausted from sports and work and overtime and family. All these things, there's so much good in our lives. But sometimes it can be excessive in our lives too. And just like Mr. Scrooge, who stares back at the ghost of Christmas present and sees something amongst him, he says, Spirit, are those yours? And the Spirit says, they are man's. And they cling to me, appealing from their fathers. This boy is ignorance. This girl is want. Beware of them both and all of their degree. But most of all, beware this boy, for on his brow I see that written which is doom. Unless it is erased, deny it. The present. Today can be a scary place to be, too. But we know about the past and the present. What about the future? What about the future? Because we know what's coming, don't we, in our far, far future. And it can scare the living daylights out of us. You are about to show me shadows of the things that have not happened, but will happen. Is that so, Spirit? The Spirit paused for a moment, noticing Scrooge feared at the silent shape so much that his legs trembled beneath him. He found he could hardly stand when he prepared to follow it. Scrooge was all the worse for it, Ghost of the future, I fear you more than any specter I have seen. But as I know your purpose is to do good, and as I hope to live to be another man from what I was, I'm prepared to bear your company. Lead on. This ghost, the future, scared Scrooge most of all. And in a way, it can scare us most of all when we know what the ultimate end of the future is, and that's death. We know where the future is. The days can be evil because they have an end date. What great news, right? All this excitement about our past, our present, the certain future. But what if I told you that there's an alternate past, present, future that you can hold on to today? The past. We see it in the gospel lesson for today. Jesus came down from heaven. That's past tense. He's already come down. He has died for our sins. He's rose from the grave. He's risen. That has happened. In the present, Jesus is with you, filling you with grace, forgiveness of sins today. And he goes with you through all those moments, all those tough parts that make the day seem evil, that seem to suck up your time. Through all those times, he goes with you through all of that. He's here today with you now. And what about the future? Do we need to fear the future like Mr. Scrooge? Because through Jesus, we have eternal life. And we hear about that again in the gospel lesson for today when he talks about eating and drinking of his body and blood and how through that we have eternal life. How we'll participate in that again today. How in a few moments we're going to see at the baptismal font that promise, the seal of the promise of the Holy Spirit being marked with the cross of Christ forever. That future isn't going to be as scary. Promise of this past, present, and future. That's what we hear about. So how are we going to make the most of this time today with that promise? I'm not going to be up here telling you what you've been doing with your time is totally wrong, because we do need rest. We need escapes. We are there for our family. This is all important parts of our lives. But how are we going to make that room for God in our lives too, to recognize that he's there? To, as the rest of Ephesians says, to sing psalms and hymns, to give thanks to God at all times and for everything. Make that room. We've made the room here today by gathering together. You have that room in your hearts throughout the week. Make the most of your time. How can we do that? We can do that through our neighbor. God's Work, Our Hands Sunday's coming up. That's an opportunity. It can be the small things. There's all sorts of ways that we can praise God through what we do instead of holding on tightly to those other vices in life. Give thanks to God, not only here in worship, but in all those other means. And I'm reminded of the very end of this book, too. That Scrooge was indeed better than his word, and he did it all, and infinitely more. To Tiny Tim, who did not die, he was a second father and became as good a friend and as good a master and as good a man as the good old city knew, or any other good old city, town, or borough in the good old world. Some people may have laughed at him. Some people may laugh at you as you praise Christ through what it is you do in your life. But keep that joy in your hearts, that promise of the past that Christ has died, Christ has risen, the promise of the present that Christ is with you today, and the promise of the future that Christ will come again and you have that eternal life. This is most certainly true. True through Jesus Christ. Be filled today with the Spirit, making the most of your time. Be filled with the Spirit. Sing praises to God. Give thanks to God. Do all of this. And as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone. Thanks be to God for being there in the past, our present, and our future. And that's something that we can give thanks to all times for everything through the Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.